The Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph that if you have a mevaker shepila shilya yashuchan el klavim dachin tikavim and kavim oisav hashus drachim telin oisav ilan bnei dachay and myers. Not allowed to put it in the pashus drachim. You can't bury it in the pashus drachim or in the ilan because of dachay and myers. So Rashi says dachay and myers nichosh. It's nichosh v'chsev v'loy sasi k'maseim. Therefore, that's a problem of dachay and myers. Now what? Rashi says, when Rashi says Nichosh is the Chayetz Arachin, because Nichosh is its own Isser, even Isser of Lai Sinachosh, why do you have to come on to Darche Mai, Lai Sasek Masen? And Pasha says Darche Mai is a separate din, that not allowed to do things which is the Darche Amarim. It has nothing to do with Isser Nichosh. What does Rashi mean over here when he says Nichosh? So the Rashash in Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin, asks his Kasha, Rashi over there says a similar thing, and he says it's a sugar delish, and Rashi doesn't really mean Nichosh, he means Darche Mai, but he just said it, Agav, a sugar delish. But I was thinking maybe you could answer like this. So when Rashi says Nichosh, he doesn't mean the Issa of Nichosh. It's not Nichosh Mamash, it wouldn't go into the get of Nichosh, but Nichosh is just a way of saying that it's not something rational. It's not Derech Refua, it's Derech Nichosh. And once it's Derech Nichosh, therefore it's Nichlam Derech Emayr. If it be Derech Refua, it would not be Derech Emayr. Like the Gemara says in the Mabez, that called up Yeshua Refua, Ein Boshim Derech Emayr, Ein Bo Refua, Yeshmashim Derech Emayr. So having refuah means it's derech refuah. If it's not derech refuah, that's called derech nichosh. It's done in a way which is not al pi seichel of refuah, and that's what nichosh means. And then it has a problem with darkei mayim. It's really very much mashal like down in Rashi and Mabez. The Bavasra in bam shum refuah. He says kugam shayisam shol lachayli kugam kura sholi with parshas darkim keitzabem shadaimin lenichosh. So he calls it daimin lenichosh. It's not nichosh mamish, like enough that it would be arvin alav of leisachushu, but it's daimin lenichosh. You're doing something which doesn't have any svar al pi seichel. And once it doesn't have a svara, then Mimelo would be Nichol and Darkei Amayri, and that would be also because of Lysasik and Masayim.